grab a chair. Talk to somebody you know well.
We're going to do this expeditiously so we can enjoy what's going to happen. As I don my attire for being old. Next person I'd like to introduce to you, I had the pleasure of meeting a couple days ago. And she's from the Seattle area, home of Jimi Hendrix. And we talked about the Hendrix Museum and things of that nature. But Annie has toured all over the West Coast of Europe. And the thing about Annie that I like so well is she wrote and published a beginner's book of piano for children entitled Music Sprouts. And in order to teach them boogie and the blues piano and things of that nature. And she won an award in 1997. They called her the Mother Goose of the Blues. And I think that is so cool. She now has an educational program where she does that for the children in that area and all in the Northwest. But Annie was fortunate enough to be a two-time winner of the Best Blues for Piano and Keyboards for 1997 and 98. And not only that, this is as an asterisk, but she's the first woman to be nominated and win this award in the Northwest area. So, before I call her out, I'd like to read something that the late Charles Brown said about Annie, and I quote this from Charles. He says, Annieville is a gifted teacher and an inspiring performer. She teaches in an American tradition to the young. She is the best piano teacher on the West Coast. So without further ado, I bring Annieville Blues to you.
Guitar players with their names on guitar picks. So I came up with this last song. Now, I want you to hang on to them, and if you can get two of them apiece, I'm going to use you in a song for some rhythm, so. All right, did you know the piano had its 300th birthday last month? Yeah. So, in the beginning, God gave us wonderful, wonderful musicians for the piano. He gave us Bach. He gave us Beethoven. He gave us Brahms. Then a miracle, another wonderful miracle happened. He gave us Otis Spann. Thank you. problems. I guess that's the induction part. I've got some great students. I am so proud of all of them. They're just keeping right up. And I know I'm wearing them out. And I'm meeting so many nice people. And by the way, thank you, Austin, and these great sound people and stagehands. They're doing a terrific job. W.C. Handy tune. W.C. Handy wrote some fantastic piano tunes. It's called Joco Blues. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now you have those fingernail files, right? Okay, you gotta take two of them. You take the back sides, okay? And don't start a fire. All right. And you're gonna keep rhythm. Now, if we have some harp players out there, and I'm in the key of G, in case you have a few in your pocket, I think we have someone coming out to help me. We're gonna do a little honky-tonk train, just a short version. Get them files going. You know you get a manicure during this show, didn't you? In childhood, raise those hands. Aha! Now, I'm going to tell you a few things about how I got started on this real quickly. How many took the John Thompson method? That man has made so much money. All right, when I was just so young and I did my first recital piece, it was this. I'm sure you old piano students will remember this. Humongous family. I'm the only musician. I was adopted. Who knows why? The only musician adopted. Now, I'm number 11, okay? And on the black and white TV, we didn't have a real piano. I had this little organ thing. I saw Little Richard when I was very young, 6 or 7. And I swear to God, I'm not kidding you, I thought he was doing the tribal dance song when I saw him come out, because he was doing the same thing. Jumped at that piano, put my hands on the screen, staring at him, going wild. And so I went back, and I was back and forth, back and forth. This will be another recital piece. Raise your hand. Well, with the next teacher, I also decomposed this after I learned it. Teacher. I was playing for a Southern Baptist church at age 9, and I'm Jewish, and I never could figure out why you all had so many, you know, you had the pastor, the assistant pastor, you had the choir director, the assistant choir director, you had the junior choir director, you had all the deacons. I mean, I'm only used to basically the cantor, the rabbi, and the accountant. So anyway, my first hymn was this. And this was all new to me, so I, you know, thought it needed more rhythm, so I made it like a polka. Now, we had a deacon on Wednesday night, Deacon Jared, who had a little, you know, problem. And I was always making fun of people through my music. Pointed finger was the choir director with the big beehive and pointed glasses. Out you go. No more of this. She said, you gotta get serious. So I went. Now you know why I have the blues. It was no problem learning this music. So I dedicate the last piece to you, but before I do such a thing, I had an opportunity to meet up with some dancers, and you know, it's really cool when you can get a jam with your music, and dancers just come spontaneously and just sort of flow with your music. So I'm going to slow it down with one of the tunes on my album. It's called Welcome to Annieville, and I'd like to welcome guest artist, dancer, Simon, and a participant, Pat. They can come on out here. Now this is not a rehearsal thing. They're just gonna make this sound real good with their feet and their moves. Thank you. Pat, everybody. Thank you so very much. All right. Woo. Thank you. That was beautiful. I am honored. All right, well, I'm going to wrap it up, dedicating this to my piano students. I'm going to do a little bit of everything. I've worn them out. They wonder how come I don't stop. And my big thing, okay, this is the Jewish part. If I die, who's going to pass this stuff on, all right? So I just work you. You know, take it home to your where you live, and, you know, you can rest then. This tune, I often travel with my band, and I also do different venues, duos, trios, but this is Miss A's Boogie and G, one of mine, and I do a kick butt version, but you'll have to pretend there's everybody else with me. So this is to you, my piano students, and I also like to thank Carla, the assistant, and Arthur, the other piano teacher. We've got a great team. Okay, you'll remember this one.
Annabelle Blue!
Yeah!
Again, Annabelle Blue. How about a hand for Simon Selman and Mary Pat Cooney? Also. Yeah, I see y'all enjoy that. We're about to take a brief history lesson, one that I enjoy immensely. Back in 1946, this person stopped playing guitar. Ooh, what a concept. And we're fortunate enough that he started playing again in 1966. Then I was 16 going, yeah, rock and roll, hip hop, funk. And then I heard blues. I went, wow, I like that. I like that. Yeah, this is working. And then I heard that as he wanted to learn to play, his father didn't play this way. He played upside down and backwards. So it's kind of hard to learn guitar from him if he played right-handed. You know what I'm saying? 1987. He won a National Heritage Fellowship Award. The guitar he's gonna play tonight, he got back in 1957. I was 7 years old going, wow. Playing drums with my mama's pots in the kitchen going, hey, this is cool. So, I once saw this gentleman pull a pocket knife out of his pocket and start playing slide guitar. I went, oh, this is totally awesome. He's just whooping it along, and his fingers were going this way, and one's going this way, and the other one's going this way. How he do that? And you all that take his class go, how he do that? So, without what I'm about to say. So without wasting any more of your time, I'd like to get you ready for someone that I respect, and I'm glad that I have the pleasure of knowing him as not only a fellow performer and entertainer, musician, but a great friend of mine that I've known since 1990. Boy, am I lucky. Mr. John Jackson.
Well, good evening to everybody. It's real nice to be here again this year, and want to thank the sound people for doing such a great job. And I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out and making such a wonderful evening. Glad to see everybody. And I want to thank all the girls that heard this people for putting on such a wonderful week. I enjoy this every year. Play you an old tune, Boats Up the River, yeah. Ain't that I wonder if my baby's on that train. Boats up the river, and it won't come down. I bleed my soul, babe, I'm waterbound. Oh, ain't that a shame, I am to blame. These are more rainy days after war. Boats up the river. See if I can play you an old blues hymn called Rocks and Gravel. Tune while I'm in this A here. That's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Said anywho what you do, but that's all right. All right. All right. That's all right, Mama. any old way you do. I'm leaving town tomorrow, leaving town for show. I don't want you, baby, come hanging round my door, but that's all right. That's all right, mama, any old way you do. Do, 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 yeah. Do, 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 yeah. Do, 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 do. Well, you do, but that's all right. All right. All right. That's all right, mama, any old way you do. Son, that guy you're fooling with, she ain't no good for you, but that's all right. All right. All right. That's all right, mama, any old way you do. I may have time for just one more little one here, and I'm going to call the washboard lady out to give me a little hand, yeah, huh? How we doing? This is Corette. I know everybody must know she's a good washboard player, and I went to a concert one night while she was playing. Fell in love with a washboard playing. She does a great job, huh? We're gonna do a little bit of this West Coast rag. Thank you. very much.
Better known as John Jackson. Florette accompanied with Mr. Jackson. Yeah. See, that was worth it, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay, moving right along. Right along. It just gets better and better. This next performer. And I keep having flashbacks of when I meet people because it's relative. My mother always told me, you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been. And so I try to make that something I'm conscious of at all times. I met this young lady at a record store in Detroit when she was doing their first album. And they were doing an in-store promotion. I went, man, look at that lady, yeah. That's cool. Can I do that? No, it ain't growing. And thank God it's still here. Rogaine, I don't have a thing to do with you. Mm-hmm. So I look and then she got to playing and then a friend of hers is on piano, another lady was on bass. I'm going, that'll work. Ladies playing the blues, because back in the day when blues was first introduced, but when they talked about it, they didn't let the guys play the blues, not the black guys play the blues, they let the black women do the blues. So women like Bessie Smith and Memphis Minnie and all the torch singers were the ones to introduce it and do it first and get you going to the point where you're rocking and flowing and you would understand what the blues is about, because no matter where you're from or what language you speak, when you're hurting, you're hurting. And we all can relate. It's, it could be, my BMW got caught on fire. Oh, I got to get somebody to do this flying because I got to go. Or it could be, I'm tired of eating Spam. I want some ham. You know, things relate according to where you are in different situations. But back to this first lady. A lot of people have problems pronouncing her last name. Not me. I'm a born, Ebonics. It does work. Did he say that? Yeah, I said that. She's one of the torch singers of the 90s, but since we have blasted into the new millennium. How many of y'all bought water for Y2K? How many of y'all selling Y2K Kool-Aid this summer? I mean, boy, if I could have bought stock in that. Moving right along. I love that phrase, moving right along. I'm doing what they call in the entertainment world, I'm stalling while we prepare for the next act. But again, once upon a time, I met this young lady, and I say young lady. Yeah. And the things that came out of her body when I heard her sing, it was like she could do it real, real soft and or real hard and attacking. Now that's passion, and you gotta have passion. It could be fishing. You got passion for a fishing rod, passion for a 1946 Gibson, passion for a 1999 Corvette. Do the red Corvette. Or you could have had passion for music and life and people. And this person has passion for people and life. And most important, since they were allowed the right to vote, women. and that's getting women's point of view available to all of us. You know, it's real macho.
Yeah, we can talk about anything we want to because we men.
Yeah, all right. Women got that same right. Am I right, women? Raise your hand. See, I told you I wasn't kidding. So the things and the songs that she does, and that's with the group that she plays with.